Austin is, it's growing. The city saw almost 200 new residents every day last year, and 2014 South by Southwest was bigger than ever. According to Austin Music People, South by Southwest raked in $190 million in economic impact in 2013. The city that's known as the live music capital of the world attracts artists in every stage of their career. And just like the construction of a high-rise condo, there's a lot of noise that comes with more people. The problem isn't scarcity.
Well, so there's definitely a lot of noise online, and there's a lot of bands, and that's what we created when culture kind of chose the one path over the other, when the digital disruption was kind of happening in music a little over a decade ago. That's kind of what we chose. And because the in the new music market, the problem isn't scarcity. That's what it used to be, is that records were just so hard to find, and artists were so hard to find because there were so few of them who could get through the gates.
This is not the first time I've heard this story. It's a familiar ring. In fact, one of my interviewees declined to be interviewed because of negative feelings surrounding the industry. This was someone that's been involved, well, for long enough to be considered an expert. Part of his job most recently involved reviewing crowdfunding campaigns. He said he would no longer continue a platform he had used to cast these projects out beyond the wall of noise. Instead of being interviewed, he left me with a long email of why he could not participate. I want his identity to remain anonymous, but I think it's important to share his words. He said, "I've watched the music crowdfunding space peak and then, in my humble opinion, tank over the last 2 years. The vast majority of music campaigns on Kickstarter and Indiegogo these days are unrealistic and unsupported, and so very many artists have never followed through. Can't even begin to tell you. They raise thousands of dollars, and then nada. The heady days of Amanda Palmer are long over. Pledge Music is essentially an old-school record label passing the hat to cut their own costs. The music crowdfunding campaigns that do get, traction, either religious music or, more often than not, plenty of money but only a few backers. Because the internet has made it easier to record and distribute, it can be harder for talented people to stand out beyond the wall of noise. Some seeking recognition may turn to the spotlight of Austin's most famous festival. In Austin's world-famous South by Southwest Music Festival, artists face even more competition. In the words of Austin-based Octopus Project's Toto Miranda, it's like Austin becomes the internet. Following last year's South by Southwest riot and the South by Southwest accident, the city has stated that it will be limiting the number of permits for special events this year. Even so, it's hard to imagine a South by Southwest without numerous unofficial showcases. With so many showing up to the party, it's an opportunity for artists to showcase their talent to a wide audience, but the concentration of talent can be challenging and overwhelming to overcome. Emily Wolf made her South by Southwest official debut last year, playing one show at 5 a.m. in the morning. This kind of concentration begs the question of who is witnessing the entertainment. Still, with a bit of a budget, artists can penetrate through the noise. With help from PR and management, Wolf landed a gig at Austin City Limits Festival this year and had a spot opening at a late night after show for Tegan and Sarah. Although these companies can be helpful, not all are. Ohio-based musician Drew Davis told the story of a tour booking fiasco. When I spoke with Davis, she was hot off a tour through Germany, which she had booked by an agency that specializes in booking tours for independent musicians.
And then we did 30 shows in 23 days, and the company was horrible. They were terrible.
In the agreement, the company booked the tour and handled the PR and advertising.
So that was like so exciting for me after doing all my booking independently for the whole year to have somebody who's going to like set everything up and to have it all ready to go, bring the people, you don't have to worry about anything. And that was so exciting to me, but the pay was completely ridiculous. And the shows were sometimes really ridiculous. Like I played in a mall next to like a McDonald's. It was just not at all what they had insinuated that it would be.
Organizations in Austin that seek to alleviate some of the hardships of playing gigs include Austin Music People, also known as AMP, and the Austin Music Foundation.
And every time I've played a show through them, I've been paid, which is really cool because that's like a never-ending battle for musicians. It's like getting properly compensated for what we do.
Austin-based Emily Wolf has enjoyed some success after studying music in Austin at St. Edward's University. She still wonders if she will be able to work in the field in which she got her degree. Her song, White Collar Whiskey, addresses these concerns.
White Collar Whiskey is about a super difficult time that I was having. I wrote it like last fall. No, 2 falls ago. I don't know. I can't remember when I wrote it, but basically what was happening was I still have a day job because, you know, I need it because I'm not at that point where I can pay my rent on a musician's paycheck, if there's any such thing anymore. But I was really frustrated that I couldn't get past this whole, like, music industry bubble thing. Like, I didn't even feel like I could break through it. And so I would just, like, I'm a receptionist. So I sit at a desk all day waiting for a phone to ring. And, like, I wanted so badly to have somebody just call my office and be like, hey, you can quit. Here you go. Here's a big check. Just go do whatever you want. You know, buy Jeff a new drum set. Buy Sam a new bass. Go on tour, you know. And, like, it was just so frustrating that I couldn't do that. And it was, like, an 8-to-5 full-time. It was just absolutely the worst thing. It was good money, but it was, like, I had no time to write. And so I just wrote the lyrics at my desk about the people that I worked with.
She recently placed an old album on Noise Trade, a company which was co-founded by Derek Webb and works to help artists find new fans. Webb believes that now, the market has an issue with ubiquity.
You know, for instance, Johnny Cash would have been probably a totally unknown, mediocre gospel singer if he had had the tools that we have today. That might have been as far as he went. But because there was a gatekeeper, there was Sam Phillips standing in the door of Sun Studios saying, you're not coming in here, you're not going to record until you get great. You need to figure yourself out and get great, and then you can come in, and then you can record your music. And he was pushed by that gatekeeper, and he got great, and then he went and became Johnny Cash.
Independent musicians will have to walk a different line in the digital age. While recording may not be a barrier to success, finding the right people to hear those songs can be.